People often ask me, Drew, what's the secret to your success? Simple. Urgency. First one comes from Luis Leva, my man Drew.
My man.
Is it better to draft a QB this coming draft and let him sit behind a veteran so he can learn the system first? And if so, would Hoyer be that veteran, or would the Texans go out and try to get RG3 or Kaepernick? Lots of moving parts in that question, but I do believe the Texans will draft a quarterback. I do believe the Texans will look via trade or in free agency for a veteran quarterback, and I think there is a possibility you could see the draftee sit under the veteran. We'll see. There's going to be some stuff moving around. And Luis, congratulations, man. You win the Texas... Oh, whoa, gunshots. Out like a bell. You win the Texas Lottery scratch-off, so but make sure you email and say, hey, I'm Luis Leva. Show me the money. Tina McKee, dear Drew, what do you like to do in the offseason? What do you think the players' favorite offseason things to do are? I think the players like traveling, they like resting, they like seeing their families, friends, stuff like that. You know, the normal, the huge. As for me, I just like asking people questions in a mumbly voice.
The routine and the...
Yes. Yeah, I feel like I nailed it. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Daniel Fuentes, Drew, all signs are pointing to J.J. Watt being named Defensive Player of the Year for the third time. What are the chances of him landing on the cover of Madden 2016, or if ever? I don't know. That's a good question. I know Arian Foster got pretty far along in the voting a few years back, but it's all about fan votes, so if you guys vote for him, I guess he'll be on the cover. Vine Blankenship. Dear Drew, can you ask Billy O to grow a beard?
How about no, Scott, okay?
All right, it's the off season. We're immersed in it, so we'll see you next week on Dear Drew.